The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And now we're going to cross live to Vic Park, where The West's Brianna Dugan is covering a ram raid. And she joins us now. Good morning, Brianna.
Morning, Ben. How are you?
Great, thanks. So what's happening in Vic Park right now?
Yeah, so I've just spoken with the owner of Scootaroo. It's a e-rideable store along Albany Highway. And last night, for the second time in about 3 weeks, they have been ram raided. So a car has essentially driven through the front doors of their shop, smashing the glass, as well as ripping down the security roller door. Police were called to the scene about 11:45 p.m., on Thursday, and found that the intruders were in the store for less than a minute, but had managed to steal two electric scooters valued at about $7,000. The men obviously have fled the scene, and police are continuing their investigation to hunt them down and obviously return these scooters back to the owner, because it's the second time it's happened, like I said, in a month, and he's lost about tens of thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. So he's feeling pretty heartbroken and shattered this morning, as you can imagine.
Yeah, I bet. Like, we know these e-rideables are just so hot right now, and I think it's a great insight into just how popular they are, that people are turning to theft and serious crime to get their hands on them. What do we know about the e-scooters that were stolen?
So they were about a middle range scooter, I believe. They weren't, you know, top of the was worth thousands and thousands of dollars. I think they were about $3,000 to $4,000 each. So when this happened the first time about 3 weeks ago, the owner had replaced and amped up his security. So this time when the intruders broke in, loud alarms were going off, lights turned on, all of that. And so they've obviously been put under pressure, have just grabbed the closest scooters they could find, loaded them up in their car. So, yeah, it's pretty devastating stuff.
And so has he given any idea of what the cost of the damage to the store will be and what he can do now? If he's already ramped up the security, is there anything left to ramp up?
Yeah, so he's at a loss at the moment, actually, of what to do. I mean, the security, when he changed it, cost a good $10,000, if not more, and it's still not enough to deter these people from coming back. All he's asking for now is police just find the men and hopefully put them behind bars or charge them so they don't come back, because he doesn't know what else he can do. I mean, the security at the store is pretty tight. They've got massive roller doors, thick glass, so I don't know what else they can do to stop people from coming in except bolt down the scooters, so once they're in, they can't grab anything.
Yeah, gosh. And even CCTV footage might not be that helpful, because we know in a lot of these cases of ram raids, people use stolen vehicles, which can make it very difficult to find offenders. Well, Brianna Dugan from The West Australian, thanks for joining us with this update on The West Live this morning.
Thanks, Ben.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.